And now Sarah is going to share some announcements about this week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have 2 things to tell you. We invite all who have been involved with Family Promise to our prayer service this evening at 6 o'clock. And you are thinking to yourself, Sarah, I wasn't able to be an evening host and wasn't able to do a meal or help set up the bedrooms or do any laundry. Guess what? You're still a part of Family Promise because you are a part of this congregation who opens its doors to families suffering from homelessness. This has easily become my favorite part of the week. And for some who interact with the family, there's a time to share those stories of interaction with our 3 families that we have this week. So for people who are, maybe their schedule only allows to help on Sunday making beds, they are able to come and hear the stories of how those beds made a difference in these families' lives. So please come and gather with us this evening. It's a very simple and short service, but incredibly, incredibly meaningful.
Thank you, Sarah. We're all so excited that Pastor Garrett, I saw you stop, Sarah. Thank you. Sarah's used to stopping and answering a random question. Sarah, I don't have any random questions for you this morning. I do, however, have a special guest to introduce to you. Pastor Jenny Abershire is the assistant to the Bishop of the South Carolina Synod. And As you know, I am on internship. And as part of internship, I get to host a visit from Pastor Jenny. And I want her to say a word of welcome to you today. Pastor Jenny, will you come up?
Good morning. I have one thing to share with you. Phew.
Thank you, Pastor Jenny. It's an honor to be on internship here with you, and I thank you also for being my teachers and my huge classroom. With that, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we receive this morning's prelude.
Thank you.
be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection, yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you made all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away all sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray. The Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house,
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. It's good to see you all. Happy Sunday. You know, it's Good Shepherd Sunday today. Yes. You're right. It was Easter. And it's still Easter, right? It's the fourth Sunday of Easter. Thank you for pointing that out. So today, I have a special treat. We have a mystery guest joining us for our children's sermon. Do you guys know who it is? Good guess. No, it's not Miss Carmen. Any other guesses? Well, Kariah, you are a special guest, aren't you? Yes. It's good to see you all. Yes. There, we do have a special guest in worship with us, but there's another one too. So anyway, you could guess all day, and maybe you would get it. But I have a certain clue for you. Are you ready for the clue?
Yes.
No, it's not written down in the book. But I am going to talk, and I am going to ask the mystery guest to talk back to us. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you there?
Well, hello, Joanna.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing splendid. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing, Vicar Joanna?
I am very well. It's just so good to hear from you.
Oh, it's always great to hear your voice as well.
You know, I wonder if the kids know who you are.
You know, I don't know.
Can anybody guess who that is? Right, it is coming from up there.
Well, I'm the special guest during your children's sermon. I sound a lot like Mary Poppins, don't I?
Anybody have any guesses?
No.
How about we ask her a question? Do you have a question for
her? Ask her a question.
Okay. What?
What do you look like?
What do I look like? Well, I look like a child of God. Is that helpful?
This is fun. I wonder if we could ask her if she can talk in a normal voice, and then we could guess who she is. What do you think?
Can you please talk in a normal voice?
I think if it'll come out correctly.
who do you say it was? Miss Sarah. Jonah, you are right. Did you all recognize her voice?
Do what again?
We need to ask Miss Sarah to talk like that more often, don't we, Eli? Anyway, I want you to know that today, like I said, is Good Shepherd Sunday. We're going to hear a story in a minute about Jesus and recognizing the voice of Jesus. Do you know who Jesus is?
Yes.
Yes.
He's God's son.
You're right. Good job. And we hear Jesus' voice. We hear God's voice every day. I want you to listen for the part of the gospel message that I'm going to read from up there about hearing Jesus' voice and the voice of the shepherd. Okay, can you do that for me? Eli, will you do that for me? Yes? Yes? Okay. We know Sarah, don't we? And we know God, and we know his voice. We knew Sarah because you recognized her voice. Let's pray. Jonah, will you pray with us? Dear God, thank you for being with us, for always speaking to us through your word and through each other. We thank you for today and for being our good shepherd. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from 1 Peter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because God also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There we were, in the Columbia Metropolitan Airport. The plane was expected to arrive a little bit after 2, but we eagerly were gathering 45 minutes early. We congregated in the large sunlit terminal next to the gift shops, while the business people quietly but briskly walked by with their carry-on rolling alongside them. Our group grew. And I noticed we didn't look like the other people in the airport. We were dressed in our casual clothes, and obviously none of us were travelers because we didn't have bags. And we didn't have that determined look of getting from point A to point B that so many airport dwellers have. There were 23 of us on the welcome team, and we were all of all different ages. There was just something different about us, a different vibe among our group. Our Redeemer Family and Refugee Welcoming Committee had been preparing for this, and we felt ready but anxious. As we gathered in the circle around the couches and rocking chairs, some of us couldn't stay still. Some of us just needed to sit down. Some of us were checking our flight information app on our phone. And some of us were talking about all the what ifs. We wanted to be sure to welcome this new family into Columbia with the message that we are a community where love and support grow and flourish. When we got the news that the plane had landed, we knew it was time to set up and to get into formation for receiving our new family. Perry, who is one of the welcoming committee leaders, asked me if I would stand with her and help hold the big sign that is now taped in our narthex. Go by and see it. It's beautiful. But Perry asked me if I would help her hold up the big yellow sign that she had made. The sign had the word welcome written on it in Burmese, so we couldn't read it. I'm going to try to say the word Josie Daya. Now, those people who were there at the airport probably have your own version of what that word of welcome sounds like. But it was an artfully designed pattern on the sign of curves and shapes that looked nothing like alphabet letters. Before our new family arrived, we were all repeating this strange word, Josie-da-dea, or some version of it, and trying to commit it to our memory. The tallest member of our group was keeping an eye on the opposite end of the exit hallway. And when we heard that they were about to come through the gate, our excitement and our love exploded into applause. It was awkwardly beautiful. Our applause, our smiles, our presence, and our big yellow sign were all things that closed the gap of our language barrier. We wanted them to be able to hear and understand that they have a home with us. And I think by the work of the Holy Spirit and by God's awesome grace, we did. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Today we hear the good news because Jesus, who is our Good Shepherd, speaks in a way that we understand. The good news reaches our ears today because Jesus wants us to hear him as well. We are the sheep. Jesus is our true shepherd. Now, I feel the need to pause and say probably what you've heard a lot on Good Shepherd Sunday. Even though sheep and shepherding aren't common for many of us, it's a common reality throughout the world. And it's definitely a reality in the Bible. Because I needed to learn more about sheep and farming this week, I did a little research, both in conversation and, of course, on the internet. One thing that I learned through all of that is that sheep actually do know the voice of their shepherd. It's true. Sheep know the voice of their shepherd, their particular tone and dialect. It's amazing to see a flock of sheep react to their shepherd's voice in real life. If you've been around sheep, you know that sheep will hear the same words from stranger after stranger and will not move or even perk their ears up. But when the shepherd calls out, when they hear their shepherd's unique voice, they perk up their ears, they look up, and they come running. That's the reality. That's the reality of the sheep and shepherd relationship that Jesus is speaking about. The sheep, they hear, they recognize, and listen to the voice of their true shepherd. That's why Jesus says that the true shepherd calls his own sheep by name, and the sheep hear his voice, because it's a real thing. It's a real thing for sheep and shepherds, and it's a real thing for Jesus and his followers. Jesus speaks in the gospel, and people's lives are turned upside down. They hear Jesus, and it changes their lives and the lives of those around them. It happens over and over again in the gospel. Think about all the stories. I'm not going to say all of the stories. But think about all the stories, like at the beginning of John's gospel. Jesus calls the disciples out of their daily lives and says, "Follow me." Or, what about when Jesus speaks words of truth to the Samaritan woman, who becomes a witness and evangelist to a whole village in a way that they can all understand? Jesus speaks in a way that even a man who died can understand and follow his voice when he says, "Come out, Lazarus." Jesus speaks to Mary on Easter morning. She didn't recognize Jesus as her Lord and Shepherd until he said her name, Mary. You see, over and over again, Jesus spoke to his sheep in a way that they could know and understand. And what about us? We are the sheep of the Good Shepherd too. Jesus speaks to us, and we hear him. When are the times you have felt Jesus speaking to you? When or where have you heard the voice of Jesus in a way that you could understand? You may have a particular story from your life's faith journey, or you may feel Jesus speaking clearly to you in a particular part of worship, or in a certain song or hymn. Whatever it is, you may have felt the same upside down, the same world turning upside down, a change in your life that could not be ignored, like the first hearers of Jesus' words. Whatever these times that you can recall for yourself, that you felt Jesus speaking to you, we all know that Jesus says, "The sheep hear my voice. I call them by name, and they follow me." Jesus invites us to listen to his voice. And I think also to be the voice of Jesus, the voice of Jesus to others. How are we the voice of Jesus? What does that even look like, you might say? What does it sound like to be Jesus' voice in this world? It sounds like a faith community who hosts families in need of shelter, and food, and it becomes a safe place for conversations over a shared meal. A place where providing a bed is more than a place to sleep, but a chance to feel at home again. Being the voice of Jesus sounds like conversations with friends in Christ on a weeknight, in a home, across a table at a restaurant, over dinner, or over coffee, asking and discussing questions. Questions about faith and life. We are the voice of Jesus when we stand at any gate to welcome others in friendship. And when we welcome all into community, as we do all these things, Jesus speaks through us. In Jesus, who is our good shepherd, we have come to hear good news about abundant life in ways that we understand, so that we can share, that we can share it with others, so that all will know, hear, and follow the voice of Jesus. Amen. together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in
God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we pray for the church. We ask you to strengthen ministers of word, sacrament, and service. You are our good shepherd. Help us all to hear your call to abundant life. Unite us and renew us in our faith community, and send us out with generous hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of all creation, we pray for the beauty of the earth. As we work, travel, and walk across its landscapes, help us to be thankful. Help us to take time to pause in the wonder of your creative work. We thank you for city paths and forest trails, for rivers and streams, and oceans and mountains. Help us to see your grace among us, in all of creation, and guide us to care for all creatures. Lord, in your mercy. God of all the nations, guide all leaders onto the path of peace. Be their protector and provider as they walk the difficult paths toward ending injustice, war, and violence. Protect police officers, emergency responders, and all workers who risk their lives for the safety of others. Lord, in your mercy. God of all goodness, you prepare a table for us, and our cup overflows. Thank you for the gift of family promise, and for the gift of all volunteers and participants this past week. Be with us all as we continue to minister alongside our brothers and sisters in the community. As we help provide bread for the hungry and protection for the homeless, we know you are the awesome provider of all things. Lord, in your mercy. God of all mercy and goodness, comfort the grieving, heal the sick, be with the dying and all who need your healing presence this day. Especially, we pray for those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, we pray for this assembly. Thank you for the gifts that you have given us so that we may share them in community. We pray for all who are gathered here now in worship and for all who are traveling and all who are not able to be with us today. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Peace. Peace. pray. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Oh.
And loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray as our Lord taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. body of Christ given to you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Tammy, it's good to meet you. Good morning again. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Ellen. It's because of you guys. Your support makes a difference. Thanks for your support. Thank you.
Is the door open?
Yes. It's not locked.
Helping us anymore. She's talking. Do we take that? Yes.